Masechet Makot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Bet. Here the Mishnah will talk about how Malkut was given. Mishnah says, Ketzad Malkinoto, how did the sinner get Malkut? Kofet Shitei Adav al Ha'amud Helach Vahelach. They would tie his two hands to either side of a wooden post. The Hazana Knesset Ohez Bebegadav. The person who was going to give him the Malkut would grab his clothing and pull them. Im nikde'u, nikde'u. If they ripped, they ripped. Im nifremu, nifremu. And if he tore them on the seam, he tore them on the seam. He doesn't have to really care for the person's clothes. He's allowed to rip them. Ad shehu megale et libo, until he uncovers the chest and the back of the person he's going to whip. Those are going to be the parts of the body that are going to get whipped. V'ha'even nituna me'aharav. Hazana Knesset Omed Aleha. There was a stone placed behind the sinner, and the attendant, the worker who was going to whip the person, would stand behind him on that stone. Urtsua Shel Egil Beyado. He would hold in his hand a strap made from calfskin, and he would use that to give the Malkut. Kefula Ehad Lishnayim Ushnayim Da'adba'a. The strap was doubled. They folded it in half. And then they folded it once more in order to make a thickness of four straps. Ushtere tzu'ot olot v'yordot ba. And woven into this strap was two other straps made of donkey that were woven in to this strap. So it would be a combination of calfskin and also part donkey. That's what the ritzu'ah, that's what the whip would be.